Good morning. Super happy to see everyone this morning. I pray that your time in your small group studies went well and you were able to grow in your understanding of knowing who God is and what he desires for you and what he wishes for you. I pray that that went well. If you have your bulletin for you in front of you, let's take a look at a couple things I want to point out. First is just reminders. Today is business meeting. So immediately following our corporate worship, you know, we'll give you a couple minutes to talk and visit, but then we'll have our regular business meeting for our members, and so we look forward to joining together to do that. Also, big reminders tonight, beginning at 6 p.m., we'll be having our monthly fellowship meal, but in conjunction with that is we're going to have a celebration tonight from Freedom from Sin. And so what we're going to have is there'll be some testimonies being shared. There'll be some good fellowship. And so, man, I really encourage you to be back tonight at 6 o'clock for that. Bring your favorite casserole or dessert. We'll just hang out, and we'll just do what family does. We'll just hang out with one another and be happy for one another. All right? You see there, the next volleyball game is 6:30 this Monday. Meeting the needs is there. This is a new one, Men's Night Out. Our next Men's Night Out is going to be the 20th of March. We're going to be having that here at church. It's going to be a fish fry, and then it's also going to be a random draw cornhole tournament, right? And so what we need is for men to show up. We also need for you to bring your cornhole boards, right? It was a funny, I was telling somebody this, and a lovely lady in our church, and they started asking, well, who's bringing the cornhole boards? What kind of bags? I was like, whoa, this is just men. Like, we have not thought this through. It's just we're asking you guys to bring it. If they don't show up, they don't show up. We'll figure it out. But that's the 20th. Mark your calendars for that. We would love to have you. And so not to be outdone, the women are now going to have a ladies' night out. You see, that's the 27th. You're going to be going to Melissa's house, and I'm sure you guys are going to eat and have a fun time. Mark that. Also, you'll see that next line down. That's a mistake on my part. It says April 11th and April 18th. That should be or. And so if it gets rained out the 11th, we will go to the 18th. But we at Dallasburg, we found an opportunity to go and serve the ladies of the ARC. You see the information there. We would love to have as many people be part of that as they can. And I'm confident it's going to be a great day. All right. Also, the 13th, Easter Shadow Drama. Practice is already starting, right? And then also April 20th, that's Resurrection Sunday this year. And so immediately following corporate worship, we'll have our Easter egg hunt. We've already had to put another tub out there for people collecting eggs. So thank you so much for everyone who already has donated pre-filled eggs. But hey, the more we find is the more the kids can hunt, right? And so the more that show up out there, the better. So if you're thinking about that, please keep doing that. Also, something that I forgot to put into the bulletin, you should see a sign-up sheet in the Hallelujah Hallway for the choir sign-up sheet for March. We're going to do a special for Resurrection Sunday. If you're interested in being in that choir, a sign-up sheet is already out there, Raphael.
Yeah,
the sign-up sheet is out there. So that's starting the 16th. All right. You see some information there about the women's retreat. Pray that you're still, I mean, that sheet is getting full out there, so that's going to be huge. Keep praying and planning for that. And you'll see some other information there regarding the Hopeless Pregnancy Center and other ARC information. One of the things that we're kind of in the middle of the Annie Armstrong Easter offering. You see Annie Armstrong is joining us. And so Steve has scoured the internet and has found another video for us to kind of put us into the mindset of what that offering actually does.
A lot of people in my family, they've always lived in Utah. I have direct ancestry that goes all the way back to the pioneers who came over with Brigham Young. And so I grew up in a Mormon home. And I mean, when that's all you've known, it seems normal.
My name is David Gaskins, and I planted Mosaic Church in Provo, Utah. Less than 0.5% of this city are evangelical, Bible-believing Christians. So Provo, Utah is the most unchurched city in North America because we are the hub and really the heartbeat of the Mormon church. The Mormon system of belief is essentially legalism on steroids. It's you better be perfect to earn the love of God, and that mentality of perfectionism influences everything. So this is why even when you drive around here, you'll see these beautiful manicured, immaculate lawns. And it's because the external is the only thing that matters. And so when they come in contact with the real thing, it really stops them in their tracks.
I ended up at Mosaic because my roommate was somebody who attended there. And ever since that first Sunday that I went, my eyes were open to the truth, and it truly did change me.
Josh's story, he's the first Christian in his entire family tree. And we have a whole bunch of stories that are just like Josh's. This reality of if you are somebody who has left the Mormon church, you are going to lose a lot. So one thing that you'll hear on a Sunday morning is people sing loud. It brings me to tears because it's people that have experienced the real Jesus and they're never going back.
Thank you, Steve, for finding that. Again, that's just another of the many examples of your participating with the Annie Armstrong Easter offering have allowed that to happen. We talked about this last week. I pray that you guys are still working on this and still thinking through this. Your prayer guide there, you can still be reading through that. And hey, you know, you can read it again if you already read it once. But man, just remember, this is a very worthwhile organization that we partner with. And man, and I would continue all to be praying and thinking, man, how can you partner with the Annie Armstrong Easter offering to continue to take the gospel to the most unchurched city in the United States, Utah? I mean, he's in the ground zero there of Mormonism for sure, and doing that. So you get to be a part of that, all right? We get to be part of something pretty special again today, as we get to celebrate a birthday. Addie's birthday is today. There you are, Addie. She just cares about the blow pop. She don't even care about the birthday, right? And then we also get to celebrate a 19th year anniversary, Richard and Marla. There we go. So fancy. We love it. And hey, man, again, you know, I say this on a regular basis. Yes, man, we're family. And we're fortunate that we get to partner alongside one another and do life with one another. And it's a good reminder for all of us. Maybe you're just recently married. It's a reminder to you that, hey, you know what? 19 years is possible. And then so is 30, so is 50, right? We've seen all of that here in our church. And so we're just so thankful for that reminder. So be in prayer for them this week. But right now, our musicians are going to come forward, and they're going to begin preparing our hearts to receive God's word. And so let's pray, and let's look forward to that. Dear God, we thank you for today. Lord, again, we thank you for the wonderful truth that we learned this morning in our small group studies. We thank you for that. Lord, we just thank you for a bulletin that's full of things, full of opportunities to serve, full of opportunities to fellowship, full of opportunities to grow and know who you are. So we thank you for that. We thank you for all the men and women that are committed to these different endeavors that they lead and guide. We thank you for their effort. And Lord, we just ask you to be with us right now as we come to lift up songs of praise to you. Lord, we just pray that we're able to set aside the distractions of today, set aside the distractions of the upcoming week, and truly focus in on you right now so that we can become producers of worship. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Good morning. Let's stand and sing.
Jesus, my Lord.
Psalm 33:14-17. From where he sits enthroned, he looks out on all the inhabitants of the earth. He who fashions the hearts of them all and observes all their deeds. The king is not saved by his great army. A warrior is not delivered by his great strength. The war horse is a false hope for salvation, and by its great might it cannot rescue. Let's pray. Lord, we just pause now this beautiful Sunday morning, thanking you for being our God. Thank you for the love that you pour out on us and the many blessings that you allow us to have, Lord. We know that all things come through you. We know that through you we can have everything. None of this other stuff that this world has to offer can do those things for us like you. Jesus is the one way and the one truth. And Lord, we thank you for him. We thank you for his life that he led here on this earth, Lord, teaching us how to love and how to serve and how